This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The Prime Minister said that the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs. Mr. Modi also highlighted the success of Digital India initiative, saying the country is witnessing its multiplier effect. In another event, the Prime Minister has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. India has already launched the National Green Hydrogen Mission in 2023. The centre has extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group Sikhs for Justice by another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. According to the government notification, the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. Sikhs for Justice is a US-based group run by Gurpatwant Singh Pannun, who was declared a designated individual terrorist by India. The NIA has registered many cases against Sikhs for Justice and Pannun. The centre had banned the organisation in 2019. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, has launched Pradhan Mantri Matsya Kisan Samriddhi Sahyojana in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the 4th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, Mr. Ranjan appealed to all the states and union territories to come together and ask as many as a possible fisherman to join this digital platform to make the fisheries sector an organized sector. Mr. Ranjan said the investment of 60,000 crore rupees is being made every year in the sector and the country is exporting fish to around 120 countries across the world. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The National Florence Nightingale Award was instituted by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in the year 1973. This award is given as a mark of recognition for the meritorious services rendered by the nurses and nursing professionals to the society. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated 6 initiatives as part of the 100-day achievements of the ministry in New Delhi. The minister launched the National E-Vidhan Application 2.0, NEVA 2.0 Subordinate Legislation Management System, Consultative Committee Management System, National Youth Parliament Portal 2.0 and National Youth Parliament Competition for Students of Eklavya Model Residential Schools. In Gujarat, the state government has confirmed the deaths of 11 people due to an unknown fever in the Abdasa and Lakhpat regions of Kutch over the past week. State Health Minister Rishikesh Patel informed that out of the 16 suspected deaths, 11 have been caused by an unknown fever, while the remaining 5 are due to various other diseases. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of the Men's Asian Championship Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round-robin stage at Hulun Buir in China this afternoon. Rajkumar Pal scored a hat-trick while Arijit Singh Hundal netted a brace to help India register their third successive preliminary round win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.